So we're going to think first about giving thanks to God for his good gifts. I wonder if you ever stopped to do that, to give thanks to God. If you're like me, it's so easy to focus on the negatives, the bad things, and to take the good things for granted. But when you pause to think about the good things and to give thanks for them, well, it changes your perspective, doesn't it? I find I become more positive, more content. It's also the right thing to do. There's a verse in the Bible that says a right response to God is to praise him and to give thanks to him. So let's stop for a moment this harvest to think about the food we eat and why it's important to give thanks for it. Our reading from the book of Deuteronomy that was brilliantly acted out a moment ago, that reminds us, doesn't it, that food is harvested. It's easy to forget that today, unless you're out in the country and you happen to see a countryside and you happen to see a combine harvester, because most of us, we get, or our parents get, the food from Morrison's or from Aldi. It's easy to forget, originally it comes from the ground or from trees or from animals. So our bread, originally it's harvested from wheat in the fields. Or thinking about the reading, some of us like olives. Put up your hand if you like olives. Here's a question. Black or green? Hand up for black. Hand up for green. Wow. Exotic tastes. Acquired tastes. Olives come from trees or grapes, and the wine that come from grapes, they come from vines. And what makes those things grow? Well, rain and sun and soil and the miracle of growth. Actually, it's easy to forget that all of those things are miracles. I have relatives in South Africa, and a few years ago they faced a drought. They were praying for the miracle of rain, and they were praising God for the rain when it came. And why does the seed that's planted in the ground, why does that turn into a plant? In one sense, science tells us the processes that need to take place, but in another sense, it's a miracle. I'm always amazed in about February time, the start of the year, when it's still cold and just the little snowdrops just begin to poke their heads out and to grow out of the ground. It's a real miracle. I should just say, seeing as we're talking about food, I don't eat snowdrops, just in case you're wondering. So it's good to give thanks for our food. And there are so many other blessings, aren't there? However hard life is, and life is very hard for some of us, however hard life is, there's lots to give thanks for. And Christians believe the most wonderful thing that God has done, the most wonderful thing we can give thanks for is Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus is God, come to earth at Christmas 2,000 years ago. Through Jesus, we can know what God is like. We don't need to stumble around in the dark trying to work out God for ourselves. And through Jesus and his death on the cross, a way has been opened for us to know God personally, to be friends with God, to enjoy him and to know we're going to be with him forever. Why did Jesus have to die for that to be possible? Well, that verse from the Bible I talked about earlier, that we're created to praise and to thank God, it actually reminds us that naturally speaking, we don't do that. It's in the book of Romans in the New Testament, and this is what it says. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. It's talking about humanity. Although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. We often ignore God, don't we? And we focus on ourselves or on his good gifts in the world. And that's what the Bible calls sin. And because of that, we're naturally separated from God and his love and his life. But wonderfully, Jesus died to open a way for anyone to come back to God, to receive forgiveness and to be friends again with the one who made us and loves us. And he sends his Holy Spirit to those who ask so that we can give thanks and we can love God as we were made to do. And anyone can come to him today, can ask to be forgiven, to receive his Holy Spirit, and he will respond. This harvest, And as we give thanks to God for Blake, let's turn to God and let's thank him. Let's count our blessings. That's why it's a great thing for us to thank God before we eat each meal. And for another example, I've said many times here that I've started writing down 10 things to thank God for at the start of the day. And I found it's hugely helpful to get a right mindset. So let's take time to give thanks to God. First, give thanks. Second, having done that, having come to Jesus and given thanks, give generously. James has introduced the reading from Deuteronomy to us. And I'm not going to talk about it in detail because we did that a few weeks ago on the 12th of September. And if you'd like to follow up and hear more about that and about what that passage is saying, do look up that sermon on the 12th of September. But what we saw from the passage were two big things. So first, we saw that we're not the ultimate owners of our wealth, our money, and our possessions. God is the ultimate owner. We are stewards, entrusted with those things for a time. So the money in my bank account, my house, even my job and the money I earn, God owns it. And he's handed it to me for a time to look after, to steward. Second, the poor and the needy also have rights to our wealth, to our property and our money. We see that with the gleaning in the passage, don't we? The person who owns or stewards the field has first rights. They get to harvest the field first. But the poor and needy also have rights. They get to go over the field afterwards to collect whatever's left over after the first harvesting. In other words, we have first rights to our money and property, but the poor and needy also have rights. As I say, that might seem strange, and if it does, do check out the sermon on the 12th of September to hear more about that. But for now, can we see that as we give generously, as we give to Westholt Food Bank, as we give to those in need that we know, we're not just showing charity, although that's a very good thing. We're actually giving those in need what is due to them. And harvest is a great opportunity to do that, but actually we can find ways throughout the year to do it, whether it's serving those in need in some way or giving more regularly to the Westholt Food Bank. Whatever it might be, it'll be different for each of us. As we do that, we're showing that we're grateful to God for his good gifts, above all his gift of Jesus Christ. And we're passing on some of what God has given us to others because it's their right and because we want to. And as we pass on some of the food and other things we have, we can also pass on the good news of Jesus and his dying for our sin. Because that is the most important thing that we have to give. So at harvest and as we give thanks for Blake, we're reminded to give thanks and to give generously. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you at this harvest time for all your good gifts. We thank you for the many things that we enjoy, so many of us which we often take for granted. Please give us thankful hearts, we pray. And as we remember that we are stewards of the things that you've given us, help us to give generously to others, to those in need. Help us to find ways to do that at harvest and throughout the year. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I believe we are going to sing. Is that right? We're going to sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And we're going to use that really old-fashioned thing called a piece of paper. So Claire's just coming around with pieces of paper. And we will sing of the 10,000 reasons and many more that we have to praise God, to bless the Lord.